Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is the use of the word stop in training. Also, I'd like to apologize for my voice this week. I have a bit of the flu. But before we jump in, we'll first hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. Going green and producing your own electricity from sources such as solar panels and wind turbines is environmentally friendly, but it can also keep you plugged in and running during power outages. So while your neighbors are in the dark, you can invite them over to your well-lit home for some microwave popcorn. Kristen's Guide offers energy-saving tips to reduce the amount of energy required to run your house. Training in the martial arts is about conditioning. All sorts of conditioning. There is the physical conditioning where we build stronger muscles and a stronger cardiovascular system. We're conditioned to take hits. We're conditioned to strike with force. We also condition our minds with memorization of tradition, hundreds of steps in our katas and forms, and even our self-defense techniques. But we pay little attention to one aspect of our mental conditioning. We give no thought to the commands given by our instructors. We're taught and conditioned to obey the commands of our instructors. When they say punch, we punch. When they say move, we move. When they say stop, we stop. And that is where I want to focus this week, using the word stop. Criminals are very good students of human nature. It's how they identify our weaknesses and exploit our vulnerabilities. There have been many, many reports of criminals fighting with their targets and then yelling out, stop, or time out, just to get their victim to pause or stop their defense. Then, in that moment's hesitation, they strike. And the sad thing is, this tactic works best against people who've been trained in martial arts. Why? Because we have been conditioned to the use of that word. Now, that's why in reality base, we don't use the word stop. We use the word break or cease fire. Even in my kids' class, I don't use the word stop. I always use the word break. And here's another example. When the police and the military train their dogs, they're trained with command words other than stop, sit, and no. Why? Because criminals try to use these commands when police send their dogs after the bad guys. The dogs wouldn't be very useful if anyone on the street knew the commands to make the dogs stop. So why should you train any differently? This conditioning works, and I've seen it work. In martial arts tournaments, I've seen guys get cornered and then cry out, time out, or even make the T sign with their hands. Then what happens? The attacker stops, he drops his hands, and he starts to walk away like the fight's over. Then the crybaby gets in a sucker strike on the defenseless guy and scores a point. Now, of course, there are protests, but more often than not, the point stands. The referee usually says, he said stop, not me. You fight until I say stop. Now, I will say that I have also seen the refs get really mad at this and disallow the point and then even give a warning for bad sportsmanship. But as I said, more often than not, the point stood. So in your training, consider tossing out the word stop or timeout and substitute it with an entirely different word. In reality-based, we use the words break and cease fire. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.